What does the Bible mean by the fear of the Lord? As you study the Scriptures, you discover there are two kinds of fear. The first is simply being afraid of God. The person controlled by this fear tries to avoid doing anything that would displease the Lord. Therefore, his life takes on a negative tone. He tries to please God by not doing certain things. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't gamble. He doesn't go to movies or watch TV filled with foul language, blasphemy, and smut. Well, I don't do those things either. But these things do not necessarily draw us closer to God. For instance, if you are being chased by a mad dog who was running down the street after you in your direction, would you run toward the dog or away from him? You'd run away, of course. Why? Because you were afraid of what this dog might do to you. But there is another side of the coin. There is, in the Bible, a holy fear that is God-given and that causes us to reverence God, obey God, submit cheerfully to His will, to be grateful for all of His goodness, that worships Him, that causes us to want to draw closer to Him and live in His presence. Now, which of these is right for the Christian? Well, of course, they are both right. Fear and reverence must both be present if we are to please Him and serve Him. The Bible says, "He who walks in uprightness, reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord." Remember, there can be no river without a source. A life characterized by love, reverence, and worship has as its source a submission to the daily control of the Holy Spirit, a surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and a joyful obedience to the will of God. As all these things combine, there will be a practical outworking of the Scripture that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Only God can hold these things in our lives in proper balance. May He grant us grace to live our lives in a healthy fear of the Lord.